Hey guys, and welcome to today's episode of Give It The Beans, wherever you are in the world. As always, I hope you are doing well. I'm recording today's episode with about 2.5 weeks away from the season starting in the UK. What a fucking buzz it is, with so many clients competing, you know, 10 clients competing that first month. They're all pretty much either ready or being very, very close to being ready, which just makes check-ins super, super fun. Multiple times across the week, having people check in multiple times across the week. There's so many occasions I just open my phone or open the WhatsApp, you know, posing video, and just be like, fucking hell, they look mental. absolutely mental. If you're not from the UK, you know what that means. It just means that they look very, very fucking good. And I can't tell you how excited I am for the season to begin. It seemed like last season was so long ago, but at the same time, I just feel like it was last week. But busy season ahead, very much looking forward to it. Now, last week's episode was very much well received, and I got a lot of messages from it. A lot of my clients, and perhaps people that are on prep at the moment, that said how much they resonated with it. And I figured, you know what, when thinking about an idea for an episode this week, I figured I'm just going to continue down that theme, that path of today's episode, getting through the last 4 weeks of prep, and just some sort of tips and hints on what I have learned from my mistakes in the past. When I say mistakes, just my experiences, and what I felt has really helped get me through the tough times, and then obviously the conversations I've had with clients over the years about how they've got through tough times and whatnot. And what I'll say, right, is if you're prepping for the first time, this will undoubtedly be the hardest prep you will ever do. Anyone's first prep is the hardest thing they'll ever do. Then any preps that come thereafter, they're still really difficult. It's still fucking challenging to get in stage condition, but they're never near as hard, because then you know what to expect. Obviously, if you've listened to last week's episode, you know all the things to expect roughly 6 weeks out. So the second time around, when you know they're coming, you just remember, like, okay, this is normal, and you remember how it felt and how you got over it. But the first time you experience it, it can be that feeling of, fuck, you didn't expect to feel this bad, or you didn't think that you would be feeling this bad, but in reality you are. So if it is your first time and you're listening to this, or maybe this is your second prep, but the first prep you were way too soft, or it didn't go well, or whatever, and you know you're way leaner than you were last year, or, you know, 2 years ago, whenever you competed, this will probably be way more applicable to you. So what I'd say is, how are you going to get through the next 4 weeks to your show without sabotaging your relationship, your work, and everything else in between? I think that the first thing to do that's going to get you through these 4 weeks is just having a chat with your partner. We know that how much prep can cause distance, in some cases hostility, between you and your partner. But just having a chat with them and explaining how it's feeling, because I guess it's more of a guy thing. Often as guys, we don't want to show weakness, right? And I think this is a subconscious thing. So, you know, guys often don't talk enough. We don't talk about, look, this is how I'm feeling. I'm really sorry if I'm quiet. This is why I'm quiet. This is why I'm not as loving and holding your hand quite as much, blah, blah. Like, have a chat so your partner has nothing to worry about, but also just ask them for their support. What I mean by that, so let's say they could see that you're totally fucked. They could see you're struggling. Well, you and I know as well, listen to this, that with how emotional you are in prep, if your partner was to come over to you and just say a little phrase like, I'm so fucking proud of you, you honestly want to burst out crying. But it's little comments like that that make you get through the tough days, the tough times. And my clients will attest to this as well. I tell my clients I'm proud of them all the time, because I know what it takes and what it's like to feel like they are feeling, and then they get through it. And because they are all, literally, some of them are ready, or some of them are a kilo away and they're away to start reversing. I'm like, fuck me, like, I'm proud, and I get a little bit of, I'm quite an emotional guy. I'm not afraid to show my emotions. I get a little bit emotional at shows sometimes as well, when you see that sort of pinnacle, that Everest for someone, that someone's Olympia come to fruition, and they got through it, particularly for their first time. It's genuinely one of the best feelings I've ever experienced in the world. But I think that sitting down and just having a chat with your partner about why you are perhaps the way you are at the moment, how you you're maybe going to make up to them, but maybe, like, you know, planning some things to do post prep, having stuff to look forward to, because right now it's all about you. But sit with your partner and say, look, right, after we've done these shows, we're going to go here, we're going to go there, we're going to plan this holiday, we're going to book this, we're going to do that. And it's not going to be so much about you. But in that moment, that 4 weeks out, your partner's going to really appreciate the fact you've thought, you know, that you've thought about them, you're taking them into consideration, and you're planning for the future as well. But just maybe asking them for their support, but also just asking for support from your peers around you. Not many people understand. I get it. I completely get it. But if there's someone out there that does get it and understands, just, you know, reach out to them more, chat to them more, train with them more, surround yourself with those sort of people. And I promise you, it will help. And I guess before I move on, I say, make sure that you do treat your partner with respect and don't snap at them. It's quite often, like, we do get that agitated and that sort of going quiet way and whatnot. And at times we can really feel angry for nothing. And we can snap. And how often people snap at the person closest to them, it's crazy. I remember doing it, right? But it's always remembering that the person that's beside you in your life, your life partner, like, they are, whether they maybe don't show or not, they're kind of not allowing you to do it, but they're supporting you through this process. And maybe they haven't complained so far about you getting a bit agitated with them or getting being a bit quiet or whatnot. So if you feel those feelings coming on, just take a moment, breathe before you reply, and think about it, if that makes sense. The second thing that I think that's going to help get you through these next 4 weeks is to not wish your life away, right? There is no second chance in life, and I know I'm going to get a bit hippy-dippy here and deep, but there's no second chance in life. You have one life, and what you do not want to do is you don't want to look back on your deathbed and know that you wished away as part of it. Right now, I understand there's a huge drive, there's a huge want for you to feel better, to just have energy, to feel like to feel yourself again, right? To feel not hungry, to feel not lethargic, to not feel totally fucked all the time. But remember, this is a choice. You're waking up every day and you're choosing to not eat a certain amount. You're choosing to exercise and you're choosing to do a certain amount of cardio. Yes, your coach is giving you a requirement, but you're the one that gets up. You're the one that gets on the Stairmaster. You're the one that gets under the bar. You're the one that preps your food. Everything in life has a choice. And before you know it, this whole process will be over. It will all be over. It will be done. And at times you can feel very lost post-show. So what you want to do is you want to look back in these hard moments, knowing that 99% of other, like, motherfuckers out there cannot do this shit. They can't do it. But you can do it. And you're going to do it well. And you're going to make sure that each day, how I got through it is I just reminded myself what I was grateful for in life. And it took away the negative energy. So waking up thinking, fucking hell, I'm fucked, I gotta do cardio, like, the day started off quite negative, opposed to, like, waking up and being like, man, like, I'm so thankful that my wife supports me through this and she lets me be this selfish. I'm so happy for, you know, being able to work and do what I love and call it my job, and I'm so thankful for clients for putting that support in me. Let's fucking go, you know. You can only imagine how empowering that sort of mindset felt, waking up versus the waking up, oh fuck, you know, I'm only eating this much, I'm doing this much cardio, it's fucking tough, it's fucking hard, I'm being miserable. Like, don't make yourself a miserable bastard. Don't be one of those people that's like, woe is me, I'm fucking, like, eating fuck all calories, I'm doing an hour of cardio a day. Like, suck it up, you know, put your big boy pants on, your big girl pants on, and just deal with it. But it's one day at a time. You don't look at, and I said this last week, not looking at the whole 5 weeks out, 4 weeks and 6 days out, 4 weeks and 5 days out, 4 weeks and 4 days out. Like, when you get in that habit, you very much try and get through wishing your life away. And you try and I was like this, you fill your day with so many tasks of, like, I've got to do this, I've got to do that, I've got to do that, I've got to box it off, I've got to tick those boxes, because you're trying to fill you're trying to fill space and time with stuff to do to keep you busy till you get to your next meal to then get to bed. Like, getting to bed is sometimes a task that you'd want to tick off. Then when you're in bed, you're like, right, okay, today's done, just got to get through tomorrow. Like, I totally get it. But if I could go back, no, fuck that, I wouldn't go back. If I, if I choose to do this again, I'll just treat it one day at a time. My perspective on it looks changed, obviously, with the boys wanting to spend every day with them and be part of their life and them growing up. And that's a big change for me. If you're like a, you know, fresh-faced 20-odd-year-old and you're an online coach, like, fuck, life's fucking easy for you, man. And I remember being like that. You got no worries, no responsibilities. You could be fucked all day. But that was kind of my mindset. And that's what my mindset is. Not wishing life away. Taking it one day at a time, especially when it's the hard days. Like, it's totally normal to have days there where you want to just give up. To be like, fuck this, I'm not doing this anymore. But often, like, see the next day, your mind changes. But it's in those moments where you feel like that, not making the rash decisions and be like, right, let's give this a little bit. Let's give this today. Let's just get through today. And maybe I'll feel a bit different tomorrow. And you, the answer is you usually always will. And in those scenarios, I totally understand. If you do go into robot mode and you do just want to tick the boxes and you want to get that day over with, I totally understand that. But not every day. Just the hard days. On the hard days, it's like, just get to the end of the day and tomorrow is a new day. What I also think you could do that'll get you through your prep would be to, any sort of energy demanding tasks you have, doing them around food. What do I mean by that? So let's say, for example, you have some tasks to do, some admin, wherever it may be, that requires you to concentrate for a very long period. You may really, really struggle to do that, particularly in those last sort of 4 to 6 weeks. You may really, really struggle to do that with how low on energy you are. You have all the energy in the world when you train, all the energy in the world when you're doing your cardio, and a finite amount of other energy to just get through the day, to drive to your work, to get your steps done. Your energy reserves to then just have a conversation become quite difficult. And if you know, like, right, you got this big business meeting, Zoom meeting call, you know, manual labour job, whatever it is, if you know there's an intensive block of work, do your best to schedule a meal around that, because the meal will give you some energy, right? Maybe that and some stimulants, such as coffee. I'm not going to say go and fucking smash, you know, train by JP pre-workout, do not fucking miss, just to get through a meeting. But a little bit of coffee or a wee bit of a Monster in moderation is absolutely fine. I think that if you were to leave all those tasks and whatnot until, let's say you're eating every 3.5 hours, if you leave those tasks to like that third hour, you're going to really, really struggle to concentrate, right? Last week we spoke about the brain fog that comes with prep, and that holds so true, particularly when you are getting close to a meal and you're far away from eating. Even like for me, just like making memories, I said this last week, or remembering stuff, it takes energy, so your body just fucking just doesn't remember it. So the stuff that was a really important meeting at work or anything like that, schedule food around it, write stuff down in your notes, in your reminders, and write time-based reminders. It means that it allows you to forget stuff no problem, because the reminder's there. It, like, for my general day-to-day life, I always have used the reminders app on my iPhone. And every day I look at it. It's the first thing I do in the morning about what I need to do that day. Do that. Take advantage of that when you are prepping. Because then, again, you have the green light to forget stuff. Number four, I think that you'll all agree with me, is like, you got to cut out social occasions completely. What I mean by that, let's say it's your nan's 82nd birthday and it's a big family event, and the doors open at 7:30 at night, 8 o'clock at night. Really sorry to tell you, you're probably not going to make that. Why? I mean, I know you could say like life's too short and you know you should still go and whatnot, and I completely agree. I still don't think you'll have the energy, right? When it gets to like 7:30, 8 o'clock at night, you struggle to function, because it's the end of the day, you've got fuck all calories left, you're in a huge deficit, you're probably going to your bed quite early on. Maybe if you're up early, you're going to bed at 8:30, 9:00 or whatever it may be. But it's not just that. It's also like that, like, social occasions require energy. Being attentive, being around others, being socially aware and socially present requires a lot of energy to just do that. And you don't have any energy for it. You'd find you'd get there, and the whole time you're there, all you're thinking about is getting home and getting to bed. So you'd go, and you'd go for it bang on starting, let's say 7:30. You'd maybe last an hour, and you'd leave, right? For me, like, I'm not saying don't go, but I'm saying if you go, you're going to really, really, really struggle. I'd say it's totally normal, right? But if you have to go, you have to go. If it's just the boys meeting up or the girls meeting up for drinks or whatnot, and you're just going to go and have a Diet Coke, stuff like that can be missed, no problem. But if you absolutely have to go, stay an hour and then go back home. You don't need to go to just a random meetup, but explain to your pals and your friends, look, I can't come just yet and this is why, but once I'm finished, you know, let's go do this, let's get something in the diary, let's arrange this fucking night out, or, you know, whatever it may be, get it in the diary, get it on paper, because you'll forget. Like, you'll say it, like, if you don't say it, you won't bother. Like, post-prep, you just feel amazing about food and training, you won't think about anything like that. Another thing I think that could get you through prep would be to just surround yourself with like-minded people. Now, the problem for some people is that they don't have anyone around them that gets it bar their coach and their teammates. And it's why people spend a lot of time on social media, because they feel connected to other people that are like-minded. Unfortunately, you've got to remember that for as much as social media is a great way to connect, it's also very isolating, because you do spend time just scrolling on your phone and not actually speaking to people around you. So what I'd encourage you to do is message someone that's on prep as well, or message a teammate, arrange a session with them, arrange a meetup. It'll take a little bit of energy out of you, but you'll feel quote-unquote normal, because you're doing what you love and with someone else that's doing what they love, and it feels normal. It doesn't feel like you're being alienated from anyone else around you at your maybe office job or whatever it may be. But just getting yourself in, you know, I don't know if it's a push session, a leg session, or maybe you just meet someone on the stairs. You do your cardio together. You might not fucking say a word to each other, but you've got someone with you. Like, a journey is easier when the load is carried by more people, right? Now, for as much as they ain't doing your cardio with you, just the presence of them doing it helps, without a shadow of a doubt. I remember my first prep, I used to do cardio in a pure gym, and there was always the same two other people that were doing cardio. We'd always use the same Stairmaster, so we were three Stairmasters in use. There was only three Stairmasters in the pure gym, right? I would take the one on the left. I won't say the names, but one guy would take the Stairmaster in the middle, and then a female would take the one on the right. And we didn't say much at all. It was the, hey, how's it going? How's prep? If one of us joined and the other one was fucking well in the cardio, we wouldn't even say hi. But I think we all took a lot of a lot from each other, just having someone there, knowing, like, right, I ain't going and going alone, I'm going and someone else is going to be there, someone else is fucking digging. If you haven't got that, of course, you've got your other teammates that you're maybe messaging, fucking on your way, you know, you're on your way to do your cardio, they're on their way, fucking, you know, right, go smash it, bro, or whatever it may be. And that sounds all cheesy, but you just don't under, if you're not in this mindset, you don't understand how much a quick wee message goes when you are feeling like that. As a guy, you know, fucking, we think we could do it all ourselves. We think we could sort stuff. We don't think we need any help. But ultimately, sometimes help, a wee message from others really, really helps, doesn't it? So getting yourself in and around, messaging your coach, like, hey, coach, can I fucking, like, come up and have a wee session? I don't care if it's a fucking 5-hour train journey away or whatever. Get on a train, go see your coach or go see your pals or whatever. Have a session, and I promise you, you'll come back, you'll be feeling super fucking motivated. And that motivation will last days thereafter. It will be a moment in your prep that you will reflect on and remember, that got me through that, and that kept me going in a time period where it was really, really tough. Another thing that I think that'll get you through prep would be to stop looking at yourself every 2 fucking minutes. It's hard because, yes, like, your coach is requiring you to check in three times a week, maybe post-workout as well, and that ups it to maybe five, six, seven times a week, right? And that's okay. But with that, you don't need to then go to the mirror and then critique yourself. Talk down to yourself, right? 1 minute, this is how prep brain will go. 1 minute, you wake up and be a fucking hell, I am on the money. Whoa, I am super lean, I'm looking shit hot. 10 minutes later, you'd be like, I'm fat bastard. I'm pulling out. This is fucking shit. I'm skinny fuck. Then you go train and you go, holy shit, I'm fucking massive. I'm on point. It is a head fuck. But when you continually pick yourself apart, you put yourself down. When in reality, the old you of 20 weeks ago would be so fucking proud of yourself. If you could show that old you a photo of you right now, what would they say to you? How proud would they be? Right? They probably wouldn't be talking to you like you're talking to yourself. And like you're telling your coach, saying, oh, coach, I don't feel I'm ready. And I'm, you know, maybe I'm meshing back like, you fucking are. You know what I mean? There's not much to come off. Trust your coach, trust the process, particularly if your coach is very experienced. However, if your coach ain't experienced and you are fairly behind, then absolutely fair play. But always listen to your coach. Don't be too impacted and influenced by what anyone else is doing around you, and I'll get to that here in a second. But stop looking at yourself every 2 minutes. I think that one thing that goes alongside that is stay off social media, or limit the time you spend on social media per day. Again, you're trying to fill space with time, and if you don't have many people around you that are into bodybuilding, you will actively go to social media to try and connect with others that are. But the thing is, social media can do two things. One, it can make you very isolated from the actual people that care for you and that are quite close to you in your life. But number two, you can get a very negative headspace with comparing yourself to other people that, number one, you're looking at on a little tiny thumbnail on a phone and critiquing yourself against them, you know, screenshotting, comparing them, contrasting, thinking, fucking hell, like, she looks fucking brilliant. Oh, he's going to beat me. Fucking hell, she's jacked. Oh, damn, he's peeled. Like, you spend weeks doing that, right? And it's time wasted. And you get to backstage and you go, oh, they're fucking shite. Oh, they're nothing to worry about. Oh my God, she's so much smaller than person. Oh wow, he's actually really soft. You know what I mean? Like, it happens all the time. Then you look back and you go, think, fuck, I wasted hours of my life worrying, comparing, contrasting. Don't do it. Unfollow those accounts, mute those accounts that are actively making you feel like you're pulling down your own self-worth. Limit your time on it per day. Now, see if you can't do any of that. Delete the fucking app. Take away the temptation. I promise you, sometimes it's very freeing. In fact, I've got a couple of clients right now on prep that have deleted the app. They're probably the most headstrong at the lot. They have no distractions, no nothing. You know, they're not getting the... Because like, what happens is, as you get peeled, everybody fucking comments. Everyone gives you praise. Everyone tells you how good you are, right? And for a lot of people, they can deem their own self-worth on that feeling, when actually, like, well, why weren't they getting those comments when they're peak off season? Because it's not as glamorous, it's not as sexy, right? So it worked really well, and I also had a couple of clients in last year and in 2022, and every year I've got a couple of clients, they just come off social media, and they always do well. They always do. And you'll soon realise, when you come off social media, how much time you have in the day, 100%, how much time you maybe wasted scrolling, then how much time you don't want to do that moving forward in your life. And I guess, last but not least, I know I'm kind of going on here. Maybe not last but least. Maybe we'll do two more. Number one, or not number one, number whatever fucking it is, get your cardio done and dusted first thing in the morning. If you have an hour to do, some of my clients, I've given them an hour in the morning, 30 minutes in the evening. Cool, right, sweet. If you don't have that, and you have, just say, 45 minutes or whatever you're doing, get up, get it done, and then get moving with the rest of your day. Because for me, I would always dread doing it. It'd always be the least thing I look forward to during the day. So I'm like, right, I'm going to start my day with the least, most satisfying task of the day, which is cardio. However, it actually was quite satisfying, because when you were coming out, you know, feeling like fucking $1 million, because it's 5:30 in the morning, you've done 45 minutes of cardio, and the world is still asleep. There's some like sort of sick joy in knowing that, ain't there? Something fulfilling, something that just gets you gets you going, gets you buzzed, that you've been productive while other people are sleeping. That's one thing that helped me, was get up, get it done. However, I have had preps where I've just done it whenever, and I've still managed to get peeled in no worries at all. But what worked for me the best in the last couple of preps I've done, just get it done first thing in the morning. Lastly, we'll definitely make this the last one, is you just have to get through the tough days. And this is where I'm going to end it. What I mean by that, there will be more and more times in these last 4 weeks where you want to stop and pull out, you question yourself, than there ever was before, right? You didn't have those moments 18 weeks out. You didn't have those moments at 12 weeks out. You probably didn't have those moments 8 weeks out. But the last 4 to 6 weeks, those moments creep in, right? It's just a tough day. It's just a prep day. We all get them. We're all allowed them. And all you got to do is get through them, right? When you question the enormity of the task ahead of you and whether you're ready or not, number one, you always resort back to what your coach is saying. But number two, I think that when you feel that way, you're getting overwhelmed because you're looking at the total time into the show. 20 days, 30 days, still feels like a long time, even though it's not. But what I would say, stop looking at that. Get through today, right? Again, have a think back to yourself 18 weeks out, 20 weeks out, whenever you started. What would they be saying to you at the current moment? Would they be telling you, yeah, just fucking pull out, yeah, don't worry about it? Or would they be saying, look, tie your hair up in a bun, put fucking Beyonce on and just get on with it? Or if you're a guy, you know, fucking put a little bit of Limp Bizkit on, get your fucking headphones on and just get a move on. That's what they'd be saying to get you through. And that's the attitude that you got to have, is that you just have to get through the tough days. I will say that tough people get through tough days. And there ain't no phrase that's truer in these last 4 weeks of prep. The tough people that get through these days will be successful. They will win trophies. They will get lots of placings. The majority of them will get loads of firsts as well. They're competing multiple times. However, remember, every time you move up the ranks, you go to the likes of a PCA British, a PCA Universe, almost every competitor is willing to get through those tough days, and the standard gets higher. But if you're in the amateur scene, and you're just doing your local regional shows, or you're doing regional shows far away from Britishes and whatnot, then your ability to get through the tough days will often determine your success. But please, please understand that just because you have got through the tough days, it does not make you entitled to absolutely fucking anything in this sport. Because you have no idea who else is getting through the tough days and who else is going to show up on the day, if that makes sense. But I hope that this episode has helped. I hope that these are some of the things that will help get you through the next 4 weeks into your show, or whenever that show may be. These are things that I have found successful. They might not work for you. Some of them might. Please let me know if they do work. You know, if you weren't doing something, you've listened to this, all of a sudden, like, right, I'm going to start looking at life that way. I'm going to start doing this. Just reach out to me. Just drop me a DM. You know, chuck it on your Instagram story, or chuck this episode on Instagram story, and share it with others who perhaps need a helping hand at this point out in their journey too. So that is it for me, guys. If you are still thinking about competing, as always, I'm always taking on clients. Right now, it would probably be, if you were coming aboard now, you'd probably be competing at the absolute earliest August time, I would imagine. So if you want to compete at the tail end of this season or into next or anything at all, don't hesitate to just head over to Prep Coach UK, hit the inquire button. Or go over to Instagram, drop me a DM, they're always open, and I'll get back to you very shortly. But wherever you are, whatever you do, give it the beans.